Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masechus Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Chav Beis, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Yosef Hagon Bik Harav Mamesh. Mishnah Chav Beis tells us who I am. He used to say, "This is Rebbe Lazar Akapar, Hayuloidim Lamos." Those who are born, they're eventually going to die. V'Hameisim L'Hachyos, and those who died already, they're going to be brought back to life. V'Achaim Lidoin, and the ones who were brought back to life after dying are going to be judged. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this. This is referring to the din after Tchias Hameisim, and because of this, it's important to emphasize the Leida, you have to know this from other people. Lohidia, you have to tell this to other people. Livada, you also have to know this on your own. Shehu Kael, that he's Hashem. Hua Yitzer, he's the former. Hua Bayre, he's the creator. Bayre means Yesh Me'ayin, that he creates something from nothing. That's what the world was created from. And Yitzer is usually referring to like a potter, a person who has a piece of clay in his hands and he forms it into some sort of shape. That's what Hashem does. He created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, and then he has everything in his hands that he's able to form to whatever way he wants. Hua Maven, he's the one who understands. Hu Adayin, he's the judge. Hu Aid, he's also the witness in the court case. Hu Baldin, he's also the litigant in the court case. He's the one who's bringing you to court. Vehu Asid Ladon, and he's the one that's going to end up paskining in this court case in the judgment in Olam Haba. And once we mention Hashem as being the Bayre and as Kael, Baruch Hu, blessed is he. She'ein Lefanov, Loi Avla, V'loi Shecha, V'loi Masipanim, V'loi Mikach Shechad. Hashem doesn't have any of these midas in front of him. Avla means injustice. There's nothing like that by Hashem. Shecha is forgetfulness. Hashem doesn't forget anything. Masu Panim means showing favoritism. Hashem doesn't show favoritism to anybody, and he doesn't take bribes either. Now, obviously, you can't give Hashem a physical bribe. The chiddush over here is you can't even give Hashem a spiritual bribe. It doesn't work that if a person does an avera and then he does a mitzvah, so the mitzvah cancels the avera. However many mitzvahs a person has, he's going to get schar for that, and however many averas a person has, he's going to get punished for those. And why doesn't Hashem have any of these midas? Shakal shaloi, because everything's his. All these different types of midas, which might be expressed in human judges, that's because they don't have everything, and they want either money or they want covet. They want other things like that, so they might be inclined to injustice, or they might forget, or show favoritism, or take a bribe. But Hashem has everything, so he doesn't have any of these midos. V'dan yishinosh shakol lefi hachashbin, every single thing is according to the chashbin. Even if a person does a whole bunch of little aveiros, they're all added up to be part of the big chashbin. Don't allow your yetzer to convince you shasha'ol beis manos lach, that death, the grave, is an escape for you. It doesn't work like that. Shalkarcha tanoitzer, you were created against your will. Barkarcha tanoilud, you were born against your will. Barkarcha tachai, you live against your will. Sometimes a person has so many yisurim, he wants to die, but Hashem doesn't let him. So that means that even against your will, you live. V'alkarcha tameis, and you die against your will also. V'alkarcha ta'asalit din v'chashbin l'fnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and against your will, you're going to end up giving din v'chashbin in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really what the whole mission is coming to tell us. Therefore, you should be extra super laser focused to make sure that you do the right things and make good decisions and not chas v'shalom, the opposite. And moving on to Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Basar Mamaris Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 Mamaros. We know that in Maisa Bereishis, the word Vayomer is said 9 times, such as Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakiya B'Sei Chamayim, so on and so forth. And the first word, Bereishis, is also considered a Mimer. So that's 10 Mamaros that the world was created with. And Umat HaMolomer, what's that teaching us? V'Olei B'Mimer Echad Yochali Barois. Hashem could have created the world with just one Mimer. It could have said, Vayomer Elokim, Hashem said that all the following things should be in existence. Basically, all of creation could have just been said in one Mimer. Why break it up into 10? El Ali Parman Arshayim Shema Abnes O'Elam Shenev Basar Mamaris, it's to be able to punish Rishayim that destroy the world that was created with 10 Mamaris, V'litein Sarchel Toivot Tzadikim Shema Kaimis O'Elam Shenev Basar Mamaris, and to give good schar to the Tzadikim that uphold the world that was created with 10 Mamaris. In other words, by creating the world with 10 Mamaris, Hashem is emphasizing, look how important this world is. It, so to speak, took 10 Mamaris to create it. And therefore, Rishayim, pay attention. If you're going to destroy the world with all your evil acts, that's really a terrible thing because we see how important the world was, and also Tzadikim. By you keeping the world going and upholding it, you're really doing a wonderful thing because, again, the world is so chashev that it was, so to speak, created with 10 Mamaris, so you're going to get all the more schar for doing that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.